I think it does. You know, it's an advantage for both of us. I'm talking about the teams. You've seen them kind of real fresh, and to go back at them head to head, it's just going to be real competitive, I think.
You saw Marcus Mariota. Seems like he's going to be a good young quarterback. What are your impressions from him, and what do you have to work on to play well against him?
Well, for him, I would say, you know, he's a real calm individual. I think he has a lot of things put together at such an early stage. He knows when to get rid of the ball instead of taking sacks, and he has great accuracy as far as throwing the ball. For stopping him, you know what, we want to get some pressure in his face, you know, force him to make some rookie decisions and, you know, capitalize on opportunities.
I think you guys had gone 5 or 6 weeks without having more than a few missed tackles. Last week against San Diego, I think there were 10 or 11 missed tackles. So is it tough to refocus on that this late in the year, or do you have to do that?
Oh, you know, you have to. Just go back to the basics. We understand what type of running backs, what type of wide receivers we have, and we have to go against of this week. And you just have to make sure we do our job, and that's part of it.
You guys have talked for a while about owning the AFC South. You've got one win in 3 games, but you got 3 games left. What do you need to get done here at the end of the year?
Well, you know what? Owning the AFC South is another AFC opponent. We just have to get done what we have to get done as far as our job, you know, offensively, execute the things that we want to do, defensively, execute the things that we want to do. If we do the things that we're practicing and we're talking about in our meeting rooms and bring them on Sundays, we'll be fine.